Now, here's a story for you. When Frank and Mary Finlay met Molly, the little Jack Russell, they instantly fell in love with her. 3 months after they brought Molly home, they began to notice her acting in a particular manner, and they took her to the vet. That's when they were told that Molly had been born with both male and female genitalia. I've been speaking to Frank and Mary, along with a vet called Ross Allen. Ross performed surgery on Molly to make her completely female. I began by asking Mary and Frank to tell me about Molly.
There's a lot to tell. Molly came to us when she was first 8 weeks old, Frank.
Yes.
From a Barracaldon in near Oban. That's where I'm from, is Oban. And my daughter found her pal had a bitch. She was giving birth to 3 wee dogs. One was a bitch. So we would decided that we would have one of the Jack Russell bitches. And we then went up after 8 weeks and we bought Molly from this lassie. And she just was a wonderful wee dog. She was 11 inches long and 6 inches high when she first came with us. And she was a normal wee doggy. She went for her injections and it was during one of those injections that my husband said to the vet at the time at Roundhouse Hospital that Molly was lifting her leg like a male dog would to pee. So we took her
to... So you thought that, Frank... Hello, Frank. You thought that was odd then, that Molly, a female dog, was lifting her leg to pee.
Yes, well, what happened was when she was able to go out after her injections around about 3 months old, I noticed that the training mats in the house, she would squat over them to pee, but when she was outside, she would cock her leg like a boy dog.
Cock
which
her
I
leg.
Mentioned to one of Ross's colleagues during one of the consultations.
So why did you think this was?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure what it was at all. I just thought it was maybe she felt more comfortable squatting inside and cocking the leg outside. But when I mentioned to Ross's junior colleague, they in turn took her through to, I believe it was Ross at the time, to have a look-see. And we were told she could be a pseudo-hermaphrodite, both sexes.
This is where you come into it, Ross Allen.
Yeah.
Because the dog, Molly, had both male and female genitalia.
Yeah, so it was really unusual. I mean, I've been in this game for 15 years. I'd never seen anything quite like Molly before. So basically, Molly had essentially, like, when we saw her originally, she looked like a female dog with female bits beneath her, as it were. But what had happened was when she came in, when she was a bit older there, she'd actually started developing more kind of male anatomy down in her, where her lady bits were. So actually, she wasn't totally male.
Was she growing a penis over her lady bits?
So, yeah, well, essentially, like, if we're getting anatomical, Stephen, like, basically her clitoris was forming into what was a kind of semi-penis, as it were. So she wasn't one nor other. Essentially, Molly, as it transpired, actually was a male dog, but with what appeared to be more female external, like, genitalia, as it were.
Well, if she was a male dog, did she have testicles?
Well, in Molly's case, what actually transpired is, you know, we spent a bit of time thinking about what was going on and thinking what would be best for Molly. And we did some scans, we did some x-rays. But essentially, as things transpired, Molly had testicles inside her abdomen. So where her ovaries would have been if she were a female dog, she actually had two testicles in there. So, yeah.
This must have been a shock. A big shock, Mary.
Well, this was something else. I hadn't expected this one. But however, we talked with Ross. We decided, you know, what can be done for Molly, if anything at all. And we were advised really that it was best for Molly to have an operation.
To get what?
To get the genitalia removed, the penis removed, and also the forming genitalia removed as well, because it was causing her pain. In that she couldn't sit down like a normal doggy because this penis was probing out and she was in pain with it. So we talked to Ross.
Was this a form, Frank, of gender realignment surgery? Is this what this was, on a dog?
I'm not quite sure. You need Ross to tell you that.
Yeah, well, I think if I come in there, I mean, I think in terms of, I mean, what we needed to do was what was best for Molly. And I think, like, as Frank and Mary have said there, she was in pain and discomfort when she was going to the toilet. She was also, as she was coming into adolescence, as it were, she started kind of mounting things occasionally, that kind of thing. And obviously, like, our genitalia was at times swelling up and getting smaller, and it was kind of, you know, chaffing and things like that. So there was definitely irritation.
Sounds a bit like me, to be honest.
Well, you might say that. I don't know if we can comment.
I think you need the gynecologist then.
Let me tell you something, Mary. The chaffing's awful, but we'll not go into it too much.
Okay.
I don't believe this.
So the plan that we came up with was to, like, operate on Molly in terms of removing, like, the kind of underdeveloped male genitalia, which more resembled female genitalia, and create a kind of opening for her urethra down where the female genitalia would normally be. So this wasn't really like a sex change or things like that. You know, Molly, as Frank said, is male pseudohermaphrodite, but what we wanted to do was correct her anatomy to enable her to live, you know, a pain-free, comfortable life. That was the plan. Uh-huh.
So do you consider Molly to be a male or female dog? Ross?
I think Molly's Molly. I think that, you know, in terms of, you know, sex and intersex and things like that, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I think Molly, like, genetically is male. You know, there's not
is
much...
Is Molly non-binary?
I think, you know, in terms of intersex and discussions like that, I think probably Molly is, in many ways, yes, you know. But I think Molly's Molly. She's happy. She's comfortable. I think that's the main thing, the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. And does it matter to you, Mary, if
it
Molly is...
It does not matter one bit to me. I mean, yes, she's our wee Molly, and we love her to bits. And she's come on so well. After the operation, she's come on so well and got through an awful lot.
I hesitate to ask this, but do you think Molly's happier now?
Happier now must be yes. She is so much able to move and run about and just play with us in the living room or out with Frank getting sticks and ball, you know, running after a ball, etc. And she's happier.
Yeah.
Definitely, she's happy a wee dog, and she's so much loving towards us and the grandchildren.
And that's what matters. You see, Ross, you're saying, you know, the sex of the dog doesn't matter, but you did remove the penis, didn't you? And you did create a female vagina in Molly's groin.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd quite go that far, Stephen. I mean, I think the thing was that, you know, we thought long and hard about what we were going to do before we operated. And I think there are some dogs, I mean, this is an extremely rare condition. You know, they suggest that probably there's only about one dog in about 6,500 to 7,000 actually is pseudohermaphrodite or male or female pseudohermaphrodite. So it's extremely uncommon. And I think some dogs develop more symptoms rather than less. So, I mean, I've never come across a dog like Molly, but I've spoken to other colleagues, you know, other vets since then, and they've said they've encountered dogs like Molly and maybe they haven't had to operate. And I've encountered others who wish they'd known what we know now or wish they'd, you know, known what I did to help Molly because they think it would have helped the patients they were looking after. Uh-huh. So I think it's not surgery that's done lightly, but you know, it was the right surgery for Molly and it's seen her through it. Yeah.
Was this covered by insurance, Frank, or did you have to pay for the operation?
No, it wasn't covered by insurance. We checked on the internet with several companies. No.
So how much was the operation?
Well, I don't think we need to discuss that, Stephen. That was really between our surgeon and ourselves, and in other programmes we've said we don't wish to discuss that aspect of Molly's care.
But what you've done here is you've done as much as you can because you love Molly, you love the little dog.
Uh-huh. I mean, it didn't matter how much it would have cost us, we would have paid for it because we love Molly and she's a wonderful wee Jack Russell and she gives us so much happiness.
She's a very happy, lively and well dog. That's what we've been given and we're very happy with that, Stephen.
Well, it's certainly a different story. I have never in all of my life heard of a dog that like this, Ross. Never.
I'm not surprised, Stephen. I mean, I hadn't, as I said before, you know, as I've said, I've not come across a dog like Molly before, and it's extremely rare. And I might come across one in the next 15 years in this vet game, or quite likely I might not, you know, but I don't think there'll be any other dog quite like Molly, you know.
Molly's Molly.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you're clearly two dog lovers, Frank and Mary. Obviously, you are too, Ross, which is why you went into the profession.
That's the
you
name
did.
Of the game, Stephen. We love this wee doggy, and we couldn't personally do what we can for her, but we got Ross to do the business for us, and we're very, very happy with that. We can't praise Ross and his team highly enough.
Right, well, listen, thank you so much indeed, Frank and Mary. You've certainly made me think, and Ross, lovely to talk to you too.
Thanks, Stephen.
You're welcome,
Stephen. Thanks very much, Stephen.
Thank you.
And thanks from Bonnie, Molly.